I'm Faith.
And I'm Kitch.
And we're Two Blind Squirrels.
There's three of us. Doesn't make any sense. All right. And here we are. Tonight it's just me and Kitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So me too. Wanted to. My office has one window, and it's okay. On the side of my house. Are you following?
All right.
You following me?
Yes.
And
I
so
am.
I wanted to right outside my window. I wanted to put a water feature. Because
okay.
I spend a lot now that I work from here 3 days a week, plus I podcast from here, and I do my bills from here, and I take care of the school's finance stuff from here. I mean, I spend a lot of time in my office at my desk. So I wanted to put a little water feature outside my window to provide some nice, relaxing, bubbly sounds and some visual interest, right?
Of course. Who wouldn't?
Well, a lot of people wouldn't, but I did. So.
Okay, good.
My wife says to me, she is so mean. This is how mean Faith is to me. I wish she was in here so she could hear me saying this, but because she would laugh. Because it's true. She's so mean to me. So first of all, water features are incredibly expensive. These little water fountains and stuff, they're ridiculous.
Sure.
So yeah. I made my own. I just I'm not going to spend $180. I mean, the cheapest one is like $150 for the cheapest. And that's just a little cheapy little like bird fountain, water fountain kind of thing. And anyway, if you get a really one that's a really nice one, you're going to spend over, it's like $200, man. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. But I went and bought the pump for $20.
Ooh.
And then I bought, and the pump came with a filter house and the little pipes that go up and the little bubbly thing at the top of the pipe that makes the water go in different directions. I don't know, uh-huh. I don't know what you call that thing. A diffuser. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Yeah, sure.
And so it came with all that for $20. And then I bought a like a whiskey barrel, a fake whiskey barrel bottom. It's about, 16 inches tall.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like a whiskey barrel, but it's not. It's just a piece of plastic. And it's a pot. You're supposed to put plants in it, but it's waterproof. It doesn't have a bottom. Didn't have a hole in the bottom. So mm-hmm. I put the pump in there with the water and some rocks, and now I have a little bubbly fountain over here. Anyway, so I get all this, and I put it over here, and I say, "See, isn't this cool? I can hear the water." And she says, "Just gonna make you want to go pee." And the stupid part is. It was subliminal. So now all I want to do, it's like, why do I got to go pee again? It's like all of a sudden my bladder shrank three sizes or something.
That's not fair.
It's just mean, and it's her fault.
Mm-hmm. It is. I would say it's her fault.
I would say it was her fault too.
Mm-hmm. My wife is very nice on the other hand.
I'm glad we agree. Your wife's not nice. She wouldn't make me a sandwich.
She bought me a brand new keyboard.
She did?
Mm-hmm. And I don't think she realizes that I'm recording now.
Why don't you think she realizes that?
Because she was responding to things I was saying.
I didn't hear her.
Yeah, it's all right. I have an awesome new mic, so you might not have heard anything.
Is it your birthday? Did she buy you the keyboard for your birthday?
No. She bought me the keyboard because she's nice.
Wow.
So
what? So she went out and bought a pair of shoes, and you got mad at her, and so to make up to you, she bought a keyboard for you.
No. It's just she was
just nice,
thanking me for being patient with her as she learns to be an awesome gardener and be an awesome author and be an awesome gardener and all these awesome things.
Wow. Well, that's very nice of her.
Yes. Oh, yes. So now I have a complete set of new gaming peripherals.
What?
Gaming peripherals.
Aren't those illegal? If you get caught with those, the cops will get a ticket.
How would you know?
I don't know. It's a previous life.
Yeah, right. I've got a new gaming mouse, a new gaming keyboard, and a new gaming headset. And I'm using all three right now. It is
awesome.
Yes.
That is incredible.
Have you ever... keyboard?
A mechanical keyboard.
Mechanical keyboard.
What?
Keyboards on laptops and most, if not all, keyboards that come on with desktops nowadays use rubber domes to make the keys bounce up and down, sort of thing, and register the touches.
Yes.
But this keyboard actually uses small pistons.
pistons.
Yes, so there's an actual circuit being pushed with, you know, the movement of this, and there's a spring in it, and that sort of stuff. So,
okay. Well, the keyboards I used to use had springs in them.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what this is.
Oh, so it's the old technology.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better. Why?
Because it's like, think about it this way. You have the electric razor now,
yes.
But you're always going to get a better and closer shave if you use a straight blade.
Oh, so you can get cut with these keyboards, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's heavy and metal, and it's like you could throw it at someone and actually hurt them. And
wow. So it's premium keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yes. Remember the old IBM keyboards that would clicky-clacky?
Yes.
It's a silenced version of that.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. That's because that's what I used to use all the time.
Yeah.
Speaking of keyboards.
Tell me about it.
So, Friday, something really bad happened to me. First of all, there's a moral lesson here. But
okay.
So, on Friday, I go in to work. This happened Thursday. Actually, the story started on Thursday because I work from home. Uh-huh. And I'm getting this all confused. I work from home on Fridays. On Thursday, I went in. Okay?
Okay.
Thursday, I go in. My computer is off, which is not good. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be off. And it's got a setting in the BIOS that if the power goes out, it comes back on. Because I work from home and it needs to be on so that I can remote to it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Thursday, when I go in, it's off. I turn it on. It boots up. It comes up with this error that Windows quit unexpectedly or whatever, and it says do something, run something, or start Windows normally. And it's defaulted to the run the diagnostic or whatever it was called. And I can't change it. My keyboard doesn't work. It won't recognize my keyboard. I can't move up to say start Windows normally. And then after about 3 or 4 seconds, it just blinks off and it comes up with this device not found and this big error.
Oh, nice.
So I go on, online. I look up this error and it says, well, your hard drive's probably fried, you know? And I call the help desk and I said, dude, it can't do it. You gotta come help me, you know. you gotta come. And I gave them the error message, and they said, "Yeah, your hard drive's probably crashed." I'm like, dude, this computer's brand new. So okay, so I got this big silver 500 gig backup drive sitting on top of my desktop. Uh-huh. So I unplug it, and I plug it into my keyboard to my laptop, and I go check, and this thing has a automatic backup that runs every night.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course, because I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, right.
Except that I work for a company that's an idiot. So they turn all these automatic things off and they run their own automatic things.
Oh, lovely.
Which is, one of them is not a backup. So the thing hasn't backed up since December.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, why is it not backed up? And why doesn't it give me, because it's supposed to send me an email if it doesn't run.
Right.
So I haven't gotten any emails and it didn't run. And run since December, which means I've lost about 5 months worth of work.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm just sick. And this is Friday. So that was Thursday. Thursday I found all this out. Friday I'm thinking, well, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And so Friday I really got serious about trying to recover the data. And no, the hard drive's encrypted, so I can't hook the hard drive up to... So
nice.
Yeah. So they thought of every possible way to screw me, basically. Okay. And so that was Friday, and so I spent the weekend just kind of sick at my stomach, going, I can't believe I've lost six months worth of work, and I'm thinking all the ways I have to have this data. I'm thinking, okay, I can recreate that. I can't recreate this. I'm just sick all weekend. I'm just. Under this tension underneath is just boiling, and so everybody's walking on eggshells, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Really, I'm not really. I don't take it out on anybody else, but everybody knew I was upset.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, I go to work, and then the poop hits the fan because my boss there's a problem with the GL account, which is this account I have to reconcile, and sure. I need all this data to reconcile this problem. It's a $170,000 problem.
Uh-huh.
And they're basically, my boss is blaming me. You know, it's like,
your hard drive crash.
It's your account. It's $170,000 off. What's the problem? Well, I don't know, because all the data is on my computer. That's not right. Running. Well, that's not an excuse. And then, I'm not really trying to use it as an excuse, because I've got to figure out a way to solve this problem, because I don't think I'm ever getting this data back, right?
Right.
So I'm waiting for I'm waiting for the tech to come talk to me, because I said, look, whatever you got to do to decrypt this thing and get this data off there, we got to do, because I got to have this data. And I'm waiting to come talk to him, because I know it's going to be a battle and he's not going to want to do it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'm also hoping that he'll bring this. See, it says insert your Windows disk to run repair and reboot.
Sure.
And so I'm thinking, I don't have this disk, because, again, they think of every way to screw you, because they don't give you the disk. But I'm thinking he'll have the disk, right?
Yeah, you would think.
Right. So I'm stewing all Monday morning. And all I have, because I can still get to my email, but I can't get to my email archive. I can only get to my emails.
Oh, gosh. Yes. I understand that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So so I can only get to my emails that are in my inbox and the ones that I've sent for the last three or 4 months. So I'm,
because those are all still on the Exchange server.
Exactly. So I'm going through these, and so I'm seeing half of conversations. Uh-huh. And I'm going through here trying to find the attachments and use the attachments to recreate some of these to see what's going on with the GL and what reports I pulled and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just – the whole Monday morning, I'm just – don't talk to me. Just don't even talk to me. I've got to figure this out, and I just know this is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
2:30 in the afternoon, the guy finally shows up.
Oh, gosh.
He says, you have a USB keyboard. I'm like, yeah. He says, well, Verizon runs this program called Soho that turns off all USB peripherals while the machine's booting up. It keeps somebody from hacking into this machine. I'm like, okay.
You couldn't have told me this over the phone.
Yeah, you couldn't tell this over the phone on Thursday?
Yeah, right.
So, but you know what? I'm so glad. Mm-hmm. Because I'm crossing my fingers. I hope this is really the solution to the problem. He says, hold on. He goes around the corner, comes back with a different keyboard, plugs it in. And reboots the machine. Sure enough, comes right back. He scrolls up to start Windows normally.
Nice.
I'm just as glad to actually have my machine back.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if you put it on a scale and you put all my anger on one side and all my gladness and relief on the other side, it balanced out. So I didn't actually say anything. And there I was, and I got it all back. So. I was like, yes.
That is lucky.
But then I wasted the rest of the day running the backup. Uh-huh. I'm like, nothing else is going to happen before I back everything up.
Yep.
And so now, so the moral of this story is, don't trust your automatic backups.
Right. You should always be double checking those.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So I put the thing into my calendar, and it reminds me every day at 3 o'clock to run the backup.
Nice.
So.
That's well, good. What I have to do. I'm glad that you have something to tell you to run the backup now.
Because I'm pushing the button myself.
Uh-huh. That's what
done,
I like to do. I like
done,
to.
It's my fault.
I like to set reminders to do things that could be automated, but I want to trust myself to do them. Actually, like physically pushing the button to launch the missile.
Well, what's crazy is that it's supposed to be automated. I mean, that's my job, pretty much, is to automate things instead of having to push buttons. I mean, if you have to push the same button every day at 3 o'clock, you should be able to automate that.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that's pretty much the premise of why I was hired, was to get rid of the repetitive things that don't need a person to do and to stop having, and so that we could be more efficient. And, but there's just – but then you put all these things in your way to keep you from getting those things done.
Yeah, of course.
It's genius in reverse.
Genius in reverse.
So that was your keyboard story.
That was my keyboard story.
We've had two keyboard stories. What else you got?
Well, happy Mother's Day to Faith. Let her know.
Oh, I will tell her that you said that.
Yes, yes.
That's very sweet.
We had a very much fun Mother's Day in this household.
And but you're not a mother.
Nope, but my mom is.
Oh, okay. So your mom came over?
Well, my parents met us down at my wife's parents' ranch.
Oh, okay.
And so all the parents got to spend a weekend relaxing at the ranch. So, and that was fun because my parents have never been to the ranch before. Not really. So they were able to actually see the awesomeness that is the country. So that was good. And we brought Swifty's pistol. So, and she wants to clarify that it's a 45 caliber 1911 and a nice big kick on it. And it was the first time my dad ever fired a pistol. And wow. So he loved that and said that if I ever need a shooting buddy to let me know, to let him know. And
what kind of gun do you have?
I don't have a gun yet because I can't afford it yet.
Oh, they are expensive.
Yeah.
But they're worth the price.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't own a pistol, though. I have a shotgun and a rifle.
Oh, I thought you had a pistol.
Nope, shotgun and a rifle.
Huh.
Actually, I have never owned a pistol.
Really? I thought you went to gun fairs and traded them out and that sort of stuff.
I do rifles and shotguns.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, huh.
Yep.
Well, all right then.
That's just because I've just never been into pistols. I've always been into the other stuff. You know, hunting. Because, what I do with them is hunt, and you can't really hunt with a pistol. I mean, unless you're really good.
Yeah, right. But that was also one of those things which I thought about you this weekend because the in-laws have dogs that have purposes and cats that have purposes for they've got barn cats to protect the barn from rats and that sort of stuff. Exactly. And they've
got
dachshunds.
They're happy animals, aren't they?
What's that?
They're happy animals.
Exactly. And they've got dachshunds to protect the house from snakes. So
there you go.
Exactly. And so my dad was just fascinated that these pets could have purpose because he grew up in Boston and there isn't much country where he grew up. So
now they did have back in the day, Boston had terriers, the Boston Terrier, and that was to hunt rats with.
Oh, yeah. Terriers are natural ratters, I think.
Yes. And that was because in Boston they had infestations of rats.
Ah, yes.
And they did not want the plague, so they bred those animals to kill the rats, get the rats.
Nice, nice.
The only problem with that is that, there's when you see one rat, there's 100,
Yeah, right. No kidding. So, yeah. How was y'all's Mother's Day?
We spent it out at the Rock Creek Rehabilitation Center, which is a nursing home, basically.
Right. For me, Mom.
First of all, we got up and Helen wanted to cook breakfast for Faith.
Oh,
yes, she wanted to cook breakfast for Faith in bed, and I thought that was a just genius idea that I didn't want to be any part of because I didn't want to make a mess and I didn't want to get up and work.
You're gonna have to get one of those, campfire burners to put in the bed so you can cook in the bed.
No, she didn't want to make the breakfast in the bed. She wanted to make the breakfast and take it to.
Well, you can understand my confusion then.
Take it to Faith and Penn. And I didn't want to get up and work on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, right.
So I'm thinking, Helen, what mommy really likes is a sausage biscuit. That's what she really likes.
And she, I think you're lying.
No, she does. But okay. Yeah, so I got up and went to McDonald's and brought McDonald's home, and we gave that to her in bed.
Nice.
And, with her yogurt and her vitamins and her orange juice and all that. So that was good. And then we went to church, and then we went out to the nursing home and spent it with. And we went and got chicken. So here was the bad part: I did not think this through. This is my bad. I went to the chicken place, and I got chicken. And I took the chicken to the nursing home to eat with my grandmother for lunch. Okay, because the food at the nursing home is disgusting.
Of course.
It's bland. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Mass-produced food tends to be.
Well, they can't put anything on. They can't put any spices on or anything, because old people.
Yeah, right.
So I brought the chicken, but I did not bring any plates.
Oh.
And then my grandmother did not want to go down to the cafeteria because the lady is driving her crazy. There's a lady that likes my grandmother. She likes everybody. She's a nice lady. She's a pretty smile. All of her time you see her, she smiles at you. The only problem is she only knows one sentence.
What is that?
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
I mean, that's all she does. You can ask her any question you want. You can talk to her. She'll nod her head. She'll smile at you. And then she'll say, isn't that something? She's stuck, basically. Now, my grandmother's got the memory of a goldfish, okay? You know, it's every 3 minutes, everything's a surprise.
Right.
But she's been there long enough to know this lady's driving her crazy. So she's like, I don't want to go down there. That something lady's down there. And so let's just eat here. And I'm like, okay. So she wanted to stay in a room. She didn't want to go down there. And I understood that. And so we're there. But now we have no table. We have no plates. We have no forks. We have mashed potatoes and gravy. Isn't going to work. So I walk down to the cafeteria. I say hello to the nice lady who says, isn't that something? And I get four plates and four forks, and I walk all the way back. There are five of us. I'm an idiot. So we're sitting in there, and I have to go back down to the cafeteria and get another plate, another fork, and come back. And then we have, you know, we still don't really have a table, but she has one of those little tables that you push over the bed, you know, you eat with the little hospital tables that roll around. So she's got that, so we've got that going. But then she wasn't hungry. She didn't even eat. And so,
okay.
But we ate and talked to her for a little while and hung out. And then that was it. And we came home and hung out at the pool and enjoyed ourselves for the rest of the day. That was our Mother's Day.
Well, there you go. I'm sorry for your lack of plates.
It was frustrating.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And then Faith says, well, you didn't get any napkins? Nope. I put it on your sleeve. No, we had napkins. We found napkins in a drawer. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It is good.
Oh, so I guess I should have actually... I should actually call the adventure sandwich because I had... probably one of the best sandwiches I've ever had.
Oh, well, don't tell that on this show. That's the Adventure Sandwich Show.
So I need to...
So you need to call that number.
I could... no, I don't want to do that. Hey, I could call the Adventure Sandwich Show while we're recording this show, and I can tell the story to both shows.
That sounds like a bad plan.
It does sound like a bad plan. I'm not going to do it.
I've got to tell you about this, though. I talked a little bit about it on the Adventure Sandwich, but I wanted to tell you about it because it's kid-friendly.
Okay.
But we're flipping around the channels. And actually, Faith's flipping around. Did I tell you I got a Logitech Harmony remote?
Yeah.
Oh, the thing is awesome. I love it.
Is she used to it now?
I love it. No, she still uses the old one. So now we both have a remote. It's great. So she's flipping around, you know, and I'm on the computer. I'm actually doing a Fishwits. I'm trying to get my Fishwits together, which is that comic strip that I do, you know. And so I'm doing one of those, and she's flipping around, and she stops, and I look up, and I'm like, what are you watching? I thought it was Swamp People. It looked like Swamp People. Okay. It was these people in a swamp, so I figured it was the show Swamp People.
Sure.
And so she keeps watching it because she's like some kind of trainer. I'm like, oh, you and your drama shows and, you know, and these shows that they put on the History Channel, Swamp People and Axemen and all that, they're all just, they cuss all the time.
Oh, sure.
And it's just, it's one dramatic moment after another. And it's this job where you can die at any moment, you know, lose a finger, you know, somebody's always dying or losing a finger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, what are you watching this stupid stuff for? And I go back to my business trying to ignore it. And then I start laughing at some of the stuff they're saying. And I was just, these guys are hilarious. And then I was like, this is funny. This isn't Swamp People. What is this?
Uh-huh.
And it's called Duck Dynasty.
Oh, I saw you tweet something about that.
Yes. And within 30 minutes, I was laughing so hard that I was crying. I couldn't breathe. I was laughing. So I had to pause the television show because I was laughing so hard I couldn't hear what they were saying. What the premise of the show is that there was a bunch of hicks that live in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
And their daddy made duck calls.
Okay.
Handmade duck calls. And they were they were really good. Uh-huh. And he taught his sons how to do it. And they were really good duck calls. And so his son, I think his son actually went to college, but I mean, they all have beards and long hair. They all look like they escaped from Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
But,
is that why you were watching ZZ Top this weekend?
It was sort of blended in, yeah. But, so he decides he wants to invest in these duck calls as a business.
Sure.
And so he sells them online he buys a warehouse and makes them in there. Anyway, he ends up making millions of dollars. They're like multi-million dollar millionaires.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it is a family enterprise, and this one guy's the CEO, one of the son. His name is Phil, I think. Anyway, he's like the CEO. But they're all still rednecks. I mean, they're all still just bubba-eaten rednecks, right? But they all got money.
Yeah,
they're millionaires. And so they all have pretty wives.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have these real pretty wives, and they have the two sons have big nice houses, and they have these gigantic four-wheel drive trucks that drive everywhere, and they have every redneck thing you can think of, they have bass boats and all this kind of stuff. And four gators and all that, their uncle. So it's the two brothers, the young brothers, their sons, uh-huh. and then their dad, who's like the calm one of the bunch. And then there's the uncle who's the Vietnam vet.
Oh, great.
So this is the mix of everybody.
Uh-huh.
And they have this huge amount of land out there, and they're basically they're duck hunters. And then one of them has, but at the end of every show, so this there's no cussing at all. And so that's what really is like. It just got funnier and funnier. And there's the situations they get into are hilarious, and the way they talk is just so funny. And they get to the end of the show, and they sit around the table together and pray. And they have this prayer, and then Phil tells a moral lesson from the show you just watched.
Nice.
And I'm like, what is this? So I highly recommend you guys check out Duck Dynasty, and you got to give it a few minutes because it's pretty heavy on the redneck, but it grows on you, and it's hilarious. And I'll just tell you one story from the show, and they decided to they're very competitive, the two brothers. They're just always, everything's got to be a contest.
Mm-hmm.
And so first of all, the show starts off as they're hitting golf balls. And the uncle and the dad have shotguns. And the two brothers are hitting golf balls. And the uncle and the dad are shooting them out of the air.
That's with shotguns. Awesome.
So that's how the show starts, and then the one of the brothers is making fun of the CEO Phil. He's saying he's making fun of him because he belongs to a country club.
Oh, really?
So he's making fun of him. You belong to that highfalutin country club and everything. Anyway, they get into discussion about I could beat you playing golf. You don't have to. You never you're out of shape and you think you're all that because you remember the country club. But I could beat you playing golf. I could beat you in anything. So they get into this big argument, and they end up putting $100 a hole. They're going to go play golf at his fancy country club, and they're going to bet $100 a hole.
Okay.
And the way the show is filmed is it's like a, and I mean I guess it is like a reality show.
Yeah.
But they have little interview segments where they talk to the people without them being in the situation.
Sure.
And so they're talking to the just like any reality show does. But they're talking to the brother, and he says nothing is better than my brother's money. It's just something sweeter about his money than anybody else's. So anytime I get a chance to get some of it, I take it. So they go to the golf course and they start playing golf. Well, the problem is that the CEO Phil, he's supposed to go to school, and it's career day at school. He's supposed to go talk about his duck business, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, he can't. So he says, I can't go because I got to go take care of this school thing. And he says, well, send dad. And he says, oh, okay. So his dad and Uncle Phil, can y'all go up there and take care of this? So he sends his dad and Uncle Phil to go up to talk to the kids at the elementary school. And these are like third and fourth graders. And they go out to the golf course and they start playing golf and, you know, okay. So then you go to the school. Well, when the dad and the uncle,
mm-hmm.
they're there and they show up in full, like, this is they don't own anything that's not camouflage. Okay. Everything. So they show up full camouflage gear and everything. And he shows up with a sack with a duck in it. And his idea is to teach the kids how to clean a duck.
Oh my gosh!
Third and fourth graders. He's taking a duck apart in front of them, right? How to take the gizzards out and all that, and how to cut the head off and get the feathers and you just look at the kids' faces and they're all like, you know, just, holy moly! And the teachers are like, what is going on?
That's amazing.
That's the dad. The uncle, the Vietnam vet, he's down in the library talking to another group of kids all about Vietnam.
Oh, God.
And he's telling these stories about how this one guy has his arm blown off, and he's dragging him to the med station, and he sees another of his buddies who's dead. He's this big old – and they all have full beards. All these people have full beards and long hair.
That's awesome.
And it was hilarious. So then you go back to the golf course. Uh-huh. So on the golf course, one of the brothers, the Phil, the CEO, one of his balls goes in the water, into a water trap, and so the brother goes down to point it out to him. Say, oh yeah, it's down here. I can see it. And he says, look at the frogs. Oh my goodness, I've never seen a pond with so many frogs. Look at all the frogs. Look at all these frogs. And he says he loves frog legs, and his mother can cook them better than anybody on the planet. But they don't get a lot of frogs because the alligators eat all the frogs. But
yeah, right.
On the golf course, there's no alligators; it's just frogs. And he says, the CEO gets in trouble with his wife. His wife is mad at him, and she's yelling at him for ditching his responsibilities of going to the school sending his dad. And she got a call from the teacher saying, hey, we don't need them back up here, you know? And,
yeah.
And so she's completely just frustrated and mad at him for all that. Mm. Well, meanwhile, the brother gets the uncle and the dad and another buddy. And they all head back. His name is Godwin. He works up at the store with them. And they all head to the country club in the middle of the night to catch frogs.
My God.
Yeah. So they sneak onto the golf course. And they're all camouflaged out. And they got stuff on their faces and everything. And they get a big old toe sack. And they're catching frogs. Well, of course, security catches them.
Of course. Right?
Except for one guy, Godwin. He takes off running. And so he gets away. And the rest of them, they don't really get arrested, but they get taken to the country club place, and they have to call their brother, and their brother has to come up there in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, has to come up to the place and get them out, and you know, get them out of there. And he's mad at them, and because he's been up, his wife's mad at him, and he's mad at them. And then they leave, and there's Godwin walking down the side of the road with a big old toe sack full of frogs. So they get it, and they go home and have frog legs, and that's the end of the show. But
wow,
it was hilarious. I was laughing, and the stuff they say is just hilarious. Like, when they were fishing one time, and he says yeah, Phil feels like a fish whisperer. You know, just stuff like that. Just the little comments they make are just so dry and so funny. So you got to check that out. It's called Duck Dynasty. And
Duck Dynasty.
Yep, Duck Dynasty, and it's kids friendly, completely kids friendly. They don't beep out any. They don't bleep out anything. It's a little crude, you know. I mean, they hunt and stuff like that, but it's not crude in a sexual way or anything like that.
Sure,
it's just redneck crude.
That's awesome.
So check that out. Duck Dynasty is my new. It's a hot find of mine on the intertubes. No, I mean, not the intertubes, the television tube.
Yeah. I was going to complete the actual term for it, but then decided against that.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
You don't have television.
I have a television screen, but it is hooked up.
Well, this is on A&E, and I don't know if it's available on the web anywhere. You'll have to check that out.
It says you can watch full episodes on the
A&E channel?
On their website.
Okay, cool. There you go.
Yeah, a couple of them, I guess.
Check it out.
So, I will.
And they hate beavers, by the way. You need to know that about them.
Okay, good to know.
They have an unnatural hatred of the beaver. They spend an entire episode just hating beavers. I mean, that's all they set them. They set their houses on fire. They blow shotguns in there. One guy made the Vietnam guy. He made like a homemade bomb. They were throwing into these things. It's just hilarious. You just have to check it. It's all over the top. It's all craziness. It's hilarious.
That is awesome.
Okay, enough of that.
All right.
Anything else?
I don't have anything else.
Done?
Caught up? I am done.
Are we caught up with you for the week? You had Mother's Day and had a keyboard and pretty much it?
Yep.
Okay,
pretty
then.
Much.
Well, that's exciting. We're wrapping up school. School's almost done.
Oh, I guess I should say, since you mentioned keyboard. So last week I was waiting for this headset to come in because it's supposed to come last Tuesday.
Yes.
But then it was postponed because there's some event that happened outside of UPS's control.
Yes.
Well, I heard from them the next day that the reason why it was held up is because a tornado hit the train it was on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, great. I'm never going to get it now. But then it showed up the next day. So I got it last Thursday.
I'm sorry we can't deliver it. It's caught up in the tornado.
Yeah, right.
But here it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't make any sense.
And the box was a little busted up, yeah, but everything inside was perfect.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, that's my story.
So your headset has gone through a tornado. It still sounds great, though. It really sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I picked out the mic part of it.
The hiss is gone.
Coupon squirrels.
The hiss is gone.
Well, it's because it's an actual good mic.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. What brand is it?
Corsair.
Don't they make airplanes?
No, they make RAM.
They make RAM? Trucks?
Yes.
Dodge trucks?
Memory, computer memory.
I don't remember that.
It's all right. They're like a high-end gaming computer memory company.
Okay. Oh, okay. Corsair.
They started making other good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your new paraphernalia. I mean, peripherals.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And tell Switchy thank you for letting me borrow you for an hour.
Of course. I will.
And I'm going to go make sure my daughter gets a bath and put her to bed.
All right.
I got to get the pool all clean. This is her birthday week. Her birthday is Friday. Yes. So the big party. She's having a sleepover with only two. We limited. You could only have two. She wanted to have seven girls.
Of course. Over. Yeah. No.
For a sleepover. No. Done there. Got the t-shirt. No, not going to happen again. You can have two to spend the night. So she's having two over Friday night, which is her actual birthday, and they're spending the night, and then she's having her party on Saturday, which of course is a pool party because that's what she likes to do.
Right.
So I'm trying to get the pool all good and polished up for the big to-do.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready. It's just there's a little algae in the corners. I like to have it, you know, before guests come. I like to have it.
Yeah.
Spick and span. So.
Mm-hmm. How old is she going to be?
11. The big 1-1. That's right.
Nice.
Yes. 11-teen, she likes to say. No, you're not a teen yet. Yes, I'm 11-teen. I'm going to be 11-teen.
That's so cute.
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, kids. Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate
not
it.
Not a problem.
Have a good week. Stay in touch on the Twitters.
Sure.
I always like to hear from you on the Twitter boards and keep up with what's going on. I actually have drifted. I know you spend more time on Twitter than Facebook.
Yes.
But I wish Twitter had a way of holding a thread better. Like, I can't comment on your comment.
Yeah.
I mean, you there's some way, and some of the things allow you to do that, but then you can't always tell, what was going on there? And I just wish it was better. I wish it was better, because I've gotten addicted to that with the Facebook, so I could just, if you make a comment on Facebook, I can just hit like, so you know I saw it and read it, and I read what you wrote there, you know, and anyway. So,
yeah.
done. I'm sorry, I'm rambling now. Bye, everybody. Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.
All right.